We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, I think my dog. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. With us in studio now is Drake Robinson. He's the chairman of the Sedgwick County Young Republicans. Drake, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, John.
So, you know, I'm familiar with the Sedgwick County Republicans, and I knew the STARS group when that was up and running. Dalton Glasscock was at that, and I don't know if the STARS is really, they've kind of morphed into this group, hasn't it, really? Or is STARS still a group as well? That was the Teenage Republicans,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the Teenage Republicans are a separate group.
Okay.
And they're trying to revise their group right now. But for those who are not familiar with the Sedgwick County Young Republicans, we're a group of 18 to 40-year-old conservatives who meet every month, typically on the last Thursday of the month. And some of our guest speakers include the Kansas House Majority Leader, the former Kansas GOP chairman, and we are starting to host some of the Republican U.S. Senate candidates.
Yeah, so. I've seen some of your stuff. You guys, what's the pizza joint that you've, I know you've met down there, and I've seen some of the other posts that you've had. Mm-hmm. You've had some decent, I mean, you've had a lot of the major candidates that have come through. It's pretty cool that you're doing this, and I'm glad that you gave the description of the organization. I can check off one of my questions that I was going to ask because I wanted to get a feel for the age group. So it's 18 to 40, right?
Uh-huh.
So you really are kind of targeting, I don't want to say millennials, but you're targeting, you know, a group that's just out of high school. They're kind of college, trying to get them motivated. They're just, well, this will be some of them. It's their first time to vote.
Yeah.
And what's kind of the focus here? We want to get them educated. We want to get them motivated. We want to get them out to vote and kind of help them make why to vote, why be Republican. Is that kind of what you're looking for? What's the vision?
I think the vision is really two things. First, it's to be a place where young conservatives have a community. And second, to be a place where young people are able to be connected to campaigns and the political process. So really, I'm working on visibility right now. Getting out in the community and letting college-age students and other young professionals know we exist.
That's awesome. I will tell you that when I first ran for the House, I had a primary against a Republican incumbent. And one of the first things I did was go speak to the teenage Republicans, the young Republicans, and the college Republicans, and recruited them. I mean, they were invaluable at putting out yard signs, at door knocking, at parades. If there are Kansas House and Senate candidates out there that are looking for volunteers, this is the place to go. It is that group that is so necessary because House candidates, Senate candidates, we don't have money. Statewide races, they can raise tons of money. State House and State Senate races, they don't have a lot of money, especially State House races. There, it's basically the candidate and his family. So groups like yours are essential to those types of races. Let me ask you this. Let me back up a little bit. How did you become a Republican? Why are you interested in politics? That's crazy. You know, most people aren't into politics. Most people are into whatever. Why are you into politics?
Yeah, for sure. So when I was a senior in high school, I was a little confused on what I wanted to do, thinking hard about what career choice I should go in. And I had a government class that I really enjoyed. And I actually ended up going to a Sedgwick County Young Republican meeting, and 2 years later I became chairman.
Very cool.
Continuing being involved in that. So,
do you want a career in politics? You want to go into law? Have you thought about it, or are you just kind of? I mean, you're just a Republican, or do you have you actually thought about a career in politics?
Yeah, I've thought about a career in politics. I'm open to a lot, but it would be good to work in Republican politics moving forward.
Trust me, it's very. I mean, it's interesting. I had always wanted to kind of pursue it, and then I get distracted. I mean, I have a BA in political science, basically a BA in BS is what I like to say. But I never really pursued it until, you know, later in life, and my wife was generous and patient and tolerant enough to allow me to run for office. But, you know, there's so many. I've got a young friend who was my first campaign manager who had always wanted to be the Lee Atwater of politics. He wanted to be a campaign manager, and it is so fascinating. And, you know, people your age, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
21.
That's about what I get. I think he was 21 when but your age, someone like you is a perfect campaign manager, campaign staffer for mm-hmm. for house races and these kind of, because that's what you need. You need somebody who's willing to dedicate themselves, who's willing to work hard, get involved, door knock. You can learn a lot working on House and Senate races. So,
yeah, and these are the grassroots groups that campaigns need.
Absolutely.
Need to win. So,
if there's candidates out there that are interested, they want to come and meet your, you know, talk to the groups, talk to the organization, talk to your members. Mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you guys? And for that matter, if you've got young adults in that 18 to 40 range who want to get involved, where do they go for information?
Yeah, so there's a few ways to do it. If you go to Sedgwick.gop, we are starting to put our 2020 meetings on the calendar.
Very cool.
So if you go in there and click on the calendar, those will be up very soon. You can also go to our Facebook page. We put all our meetings on there, just the Sedgwick County Young Republicans. And then I'll give out one of my emails. If you or someone you know who is young and interested in politics would like to get connected with our group, my email is robinsondrake33@yahoo.com. And I'm more than happy to take an email.
So let me ask you this. How is the response to the GOP message, you know, the Republican message, our core principles, how is that received amongst your peers? You know, you see the Greta Thunbergs and the typical what older people, and I consider, I mean, I'm older, I'm, you know, just turned 50, basically 52. We view younger generation and we think, oh, they're all liberal. But they're not. I from what my experience, I think your generation is more pro-life. I think your generation, there's a lot of them looking for jobs. A lot of them don't want the handouts, I think. I think a lot of them realize the value of getting your own, you know, doing it yourself. And I think the economy is probably, how is the GOP message? Does it resonate with your peer group?
Yeah, for sure. I think in our age group, liberals seem to, for whatever reason, be more outspoken. And I think just reaching out to this age group, with groups like mine, just letting them know there's a community of conservatives there for them is a big deal in that. And I think if we bring our message more forcefully
and articulate it.
And articulate it, yeah. I think it will resonate.
What issues are most important to you? I mean, is it when you're talking amongst your group and when a candidate is wanting to talk, to reach out, and he wants to connect with younger voters, what are the issues that you think are most important to that date, to that age group, to that demographic?
Yeah, so I think the economy and job opportunities. I think trying to lower tuition prices, because that's a big deal for young people. I think...
Is it lower, or do you think the free college? Because I've talked to kids. I say kids, sorry, but you know, I've talked to young adults your age, and even the ones that I've talked to that I think initially think, oh yeah, free college. Even in the back of their head, they realize nothing's free. They get the fact that, well, somebody's paying for it somewhere down the line. But I mean, what is it? Lowering tuition or at least capping
trying
it
to stabilize
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they just
stability.
If Republicans just make an effort, let young people know they're on their side. I think it'll go a long way.
Economy, job growth. I know life seems to be important.
Yeah. Real life. And I think also with foreign policy, we want to avoid war if possible. You know,
I think everybody does that. Yeah.
I would say those are the main things.
So I'm glad we got the information, because I know there are candidates that are going to be interested. How many members do you have? I know the size of the group has fluctuated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I know it was pretty small. At one point, you grew fairly large. What are you estimating now? How, I mean, you've had a decent response. Are you active on some of the campuses? I know WSU's had a pretty decent sized group, and some friends had a decent size. What kind of size are you looking at right now?
Yeah, so right now it's about 20 to 25.
That's still pretty good, actually.
And we're working on visibility and recruiting right now. So I think 2020 will have a lot of opportunities for us to reach out
absolutely.
And grow. So I'm optimistic about that.
Well,
so.
Drake, I appreciate you you coming in. Carry on the fight, brother, and you know, thank you for joining us. If people are interested and want to get in touch with you, make sure they go to the Facebook. What's that Facebook page again one more time?
It is the Sedgwick County Young Republicans.
Fantastic. Thank you, brother. I want to make sure you guys have access to a few dates, a few events that are coming up. January 9th, Kansas Policy Institute is holding a special summit where you can enjoy food and fellowship while hearing key experts in economic development and Wichita's economic future. That's going to be held at the Wichita Marriott. And Tuesday here, coming up this Tuesday, the 7th, at 6:30, the 2020 Legislative Public Forum at the Sedgwick County Courthouse. You'll want to attend that, although usually that's overrun by liberals. But we could get some conservatives in there and support our conservative legislators who are willing to attend that. And then don't forget, on the 16th is the January meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. That's at the Wichita Builders Association. Kansans for Life is going to present on the upcoming constitutional amendment. So you got some great events coming up this month. And, of course, next Sunday, we will have a show for you. Make sure you're here for that. And, again, make sure you go to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll have another poll up for you next week. In the meantime, carry on the fight, fellow deplorables. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.